Psalm 11. Preface. God the Lord, who is purity in himself, and is a seeker and promoter of all that is right and good, most dearly loves all those who comfort their souls with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and who, for a testimony of the righteousness which they have received through faith, earnestly strive to walk also in the righteousness of the holy Ten Commandments. Remembering this, we should not despair or give way to faint-heartedness in the day of affliction and temptation. Firmly should we cling to the righteousness of Jesus Christ as the beautiful dress of our soul in the sight of the Father, daily striving to preserve an untarnished conscience by walking in the straight path of duty and of the law. If we so do, then we have this precious comfort: though Satan and the world hate us, yet God loves us and is well pleased with us. But with all the unrighteousness, God is sorely displeased, and the unjust and the impenitent who repent not in the time of grace will, like those 10 foolish virgins, find the door of the marriage hall locked and themselves excluded. This truth we are taught in the 11th Psalm. Trust in God gives true comfort against the enemies. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Summary. This psalm makes great complaint of those who would destroy the very foundations of our most holy religion. These destroyers of God's temple are in these latter days the infidels, agnostics, rationalists, spiritualists, and all who deny the inspiration of the Scripture and the fundamental truths of the gospel. These would bid us to flee to their mountains, teaching us to build on the wisdom of men and to trust for righteousness in our own piety and works. What can the righteous do when such evil doctrines prevail, by which the foundations of Christianity are destroyed? Then the simple and the upright must remain without comfort, because there is none to lead them in the right way. When Christ's faithful ministers become few, when the true doctrine of God's word is scarce in the land, then is fulfilled with many the word of the Lord by the prophet Hosea, saying, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Yet this psalm gives also this comforting assurance that God will preserve his word, and, though his saving truth may be suppressed for a time, it must and will come to light again to gladden the hearts of the upright. But the portion of the wicked shall be snares and a horrible tempest. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who didst come into this world to reveal unto us the will of thy Father, and to teach us the way everlasting, behold how thy sacred word is denied and corrupted in these our days so perilous. Have mercy upon us, and save us from the snares of unbelief, and the seductive teachings of science, falsely so called, and grant us to abide in thy word, that, made free from error and sin, we be found thy disciples indeed. Amen.